Welcome back, everyone, to the Style Stories podcast. I'm your host, personal stylist Lisa Gilby, and this is the podcast that discusses everything to do with style, image, and fashion for those of us over 40. Almost all of us these days have some kind of profile online. So whether you're a business owner, a consultant, or you work for a company and need a profile photo taken, we all have a personal brand and we all want to attract the right clients or look professional at work, and a selfie just isn't going to cut it. So today is all about how to really make yourself look good on camera, what to think about, what colours to wear, what clothes to wear, all those top tips, because this is something that really worries a lot of people. Getting in front of the camera can be really, really daunting. So that's why this week I was really excited to have Razia Dukes, an amazing photographer, come on the podcast and talk to me all about how to really make your personal brand rock so you can attract the right clients and really convert. If you think about it, everyone's scrolling through hundreds of images, thousands of images every day. How are you going to make your image stand out and not be scrolled past? So that's really what this episode is all about. But before we go into that episode, I just want to talk about my current online style course. So it's called How to Find Your Personal Style. I'm now halfway through the first cohort. So my lovely founder members, I've actually got two from Australia and one from America. So it's an international course. It's been fantastic. The engagement has been amazing. And at the end of the 5 weeks, all these ladies are going to get real clarity on their personal style and the clothes that really suit them. And this is all part of being authentic, which is also a really important part of conveying your personal brand. So there are lots of things to consider, whether you're a classic dresser, natural, relaxed. If you ever get that feeling that something isn't quite right, you're not very good at throwing outfits together, or you keep making mistakes online, then this course is going to transform your wardrobe. So end 2020 on a high. My goodness, we all need a distraction, don't we, at the moment? We're not out of the woods yet. You can do this from the comfort of your own home. If you can't work with me, one-to-one for any reason, then this is a perfect way to work with me, because there's accountability in the group. I'm in there every day. I do Facebook Lives. I do a live webinar every week on things like body shape, color, and of course, personal style. And by the end of it, everyone will be really, really clear on the kinds of clothes that suit them and why. So please come and join me. I'd love to see you there. If you'd like details, drop me an email. The best place to do that is to come and join my email list, lisa@lisagilbystyle.com, and I will send you all the details. Or you can hop over to Instagram and follow me there at Lisa Gilby Stylist and send me a direct message there if you'd like to be on the waiting list. The next launch of my course is going to be in November. And now on with the main part of the show. Oh, Razia, hi. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today. I'm really excited about this, because this subject affects more or less everyone. Anyone who's got a profile, anyone who's got a business, anyone who needs to get a photograph taken for work. So, you know, lawyers or estate agents, or, you know, the list just goes on and on and on. Also as well, just the fact that everyone needs to be online now. Most people need to be online and have some kind of presence online. So welcome. Thank you for joining me.
Hello.
And Razia is a photographer that helps camera shy entrepreneurs and influencers and actors and actresses to get a really powerful personal brand. So that's what we're covering today on the podcast. If you have got any kind of profile, you know, how, if you're worried about getting your photographs taken and how to make an impact with your personal brand, what do you do? How do you go about it? And some tips and tricks we're going to give you today that are really going to make a huge difference and make sure that when people are scrolling through, they don't scroll past your profile picture and you stand out in the right way.
Absolutely.
So, Razia, what do people worry about when they come to you to get their photograph taken for their personal brand? What worries them about having that done?
Oh, so basically they're just, the number one question I get asked is, oh, I don't know what to wear. What do I wear? You know, so that's the number one question I get asked, what to wear at the photo shoot for their personal brand. Yeah. And yeah, so I sort of break it down for them But yeah, that's the number one thing that I get asked.
So what kind of thing, because I can see that, because they'll be thinking, they want to look professional, obviously, but
so
I guess...
Sorry, I can't hear you. You're getting stuck.
Oh, no, right. Okay. Yeah. Oh, right. We'll carry on and hopefully it should work. Can you hear me all right?
It should sort itself out. Yeah.
This is the Zoom connection in lockdown, everyone. And we're all trying to make it work. We're all just trying to make it work. Yeah, so when... Yeah, so when people, you know, what they wear is a concern, I guess it depends on what you do, because obviously you can't, there's not one size fits all. Say if you're a powerful attorney or a powerful lawyer, you're going to need to wear something different, aren't you, to a yoga
teacher,
instructor, because the whole point, I mean, you know, what is their brand? What do you mean when you say brand? What is that?
So your brand, well, first of all, we all have a brand, because if we're online, people are making judgments about us. And your brand is the perception that you give off about yourself.
Yeah.
Your brand is made up of your values, and those values are then amalgamated into the way you come across online. So it could be your Facebook lives, it could be the things you talk about, and those are the verbal cues. And then we've got the non-verbal cues, which is your imagery and all the cues that are in your imagery. So yeah, so your brand is your values, it's your promise, and it creates your know, like and trust, basically.
Yeah, so know, like and trust, that's, you know, people to buy from you need to know, like and trust you, don't they? And to you know, which in a business sense is very important, but not so much if you're sort of having your company picture taken. But yes. You told me something earlier when we were having a little chat before we hit record on the podcast, that you put the same post up, I think it was on your Facebook, that had like the first time it bombed, and then you changed the photo and it then got successful. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so basically, you know, we keep hearing about people make a judgment on you within the first few seconds of seeing your image or your post. And I just wanted to test that out and see, firstly, you know, there's a lot of noise on out there now, lots of people going online, and I just wanted to see how powerful the right image would be. So I grabbed an image from Google, a very generic image. It was a nice image, but it was generic. There was nothing relatable about it. And I put a post up and literally only got 6 likes for it. I think people just scrolled past it, didn't even see it. It didn't stop the scroll. And then I got an image of me, which is very relatable, a professional image of me. And then I put it on the post with exactly the same wording. I didn't change anything. It was just the image, and I just got so much more engagement from the post.
Wow.
So many more likes, and I think the more engagement you get, because it stopped scroll, people obviously noticed it. And the more engagement that you get, the more opportunity you get to make relationships with people, you know, to talk to people, and that's great for your brand and it's great for your business.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that, like, I like what you said there. There's so much noise. This is the thing.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, if you want to stand out, then this is something that really needs to be paid attention to. To really, your brand is like the best version of yourself. So,
yes.
You know, what we were saying before as well about people make these judgments about you instantly. So it's non-verbal communication, and it's this unconscious bias that we all have within us as human beings. It's like, it's a natural thing, isn't it? It's not right. You know, it's, of course it's not right, this judgment.
It's not right, but we do it. And I did another experiment. Do you want to hear about my other experiment?
Yes. I love an experiment. But that's amazing. Going back to the first experiment, that photo that you used, was it like a sort of Shutterstock type stock photo?
It was just a stock photo, and it was... it was a, you know, just like, you know, a notepad and book, you know, like those sort of like you know, flat lay type shots that people use, and which are great if everything on there is relatable and on brand with you. But yes. If it's just really generic, then it's not relatable, is it? But
this is a human, this again is a human thing, isn't it? Because you can sense if something is relatable to you, if you're attracted to something, if you warm to something, it's quite a natural thing. Yeah. So some stock photos can be really soulless.
Yes, that's it. And I think that's a beautiful, actually, you've said that beautifully, soulless. Because yeah. When you get your brand right, you're putting your soul and your heart and your values and everything into it. And your imagery, it's amazing how much information you get from that, from your images, you know, what they give, what they say about you and your values and what you stand for. Do you want to hear about my other
experiment? What's the other experiment? Go on, tell me about the other one.
The other experiment was I put two in, I found two images again online, and I one was a selfie, and they're both business women, and I'm sure they're both amazing. I don't want to make any judgments on them. I did ask people to make judgments. So one was a selfie and one was a professional image. And I just said, you know, who, if you saw these two business women, who would you trust straight, you know, looking at these images, who would you want to work with? And literally, I got something like over 70 responses on my Facebook page, and everybody out of those, let's say over 70 responses, everybody apart from four people chose the professional image. And they didn't know her. It literally gave her instant authority. It just made her look, because it was a professional image, just gave her more authority. So yeah.
That is so powerful as well. And getting that much engagement is amazing. But that's, you know, but it's that whole, that's definitely the trust thing. I want, if I'm trusting someone with doing something for my business, or, yes. You know, or I need a lawyer or whatever for my personal life, then I would need to trust that person. And you know, that's why testimonials are so powerful as well, because obviously anyone could say, I could sort of stand here and say, I'm the best stylist in London. Yeah. And, you know, and, yeah. You know, it needs to be backed up, doesn't it? So people, yeah. There are trust is so, so important. And this is why curating your personal brand as a whole is really powerful. And let's face it, we all need it. We all need a photo now. We all need some sort of presence if you've got any kind of profile whatsoever. Yeah. And there are certain things that you can pay attention to, advise people about. You know, the biggest question when they come to you is, what should I wear? What on earth do I wear when I'm having my brand photographs taken? So what do you say to them? And I can give my sort of spin on it as well. So what do you advise that they wear?
Well, I always say, okay, what is your brand aesthetic? How do you want to make people feel? What do you want people to think when they see your picture? How do you want people to feel? So, you know, going back to the example of the yoga teacher, if you're a yoga instructor and you're creating your personal brand, then I would say you want to wear things that are very relaxed, because that will go with your brand aesthetic, yeah, rather than something, you know, like a suit or anything. So you'll be looking for relaxed outfits. And and then I go on to, you know, what they would wear in terms of color and how color psychology comes into it as well. But yeah, definitely I would say, how do you want to make people feel? And, what do you want, you know, what are your values?
Your values. Yeah. So talking of color psychology, that's an interesting one, because different colors make instant reactions from people. So I'd say avoid black. I think you need, you know, because it's dour and it doesn't, you know, it doesn't draw people in, does it? It's like really, it's not even a colour. So red is authoritative. Red is probably a really good choice, because that's, if you're scrolling, then red's going to really, really stand out.
I mean, I did a shoot last week for a transformational coach. And her brand color, she wanted bright, positive colors. So she was wearing yellow, she was wearing orange, because they give off the nonverbal cue of transformation, of positivity, because that's what her brand was all about. And again, just through color, what is that saying about her? It's people are picking up all the time, aren't they?
Just purely from colour. Yeah, exactly. People are picking up cues, visual cues, exactly, all the time. So to make the best impact, you've really got to consider that, your values and what image you want to project. But I would say yellow is a really good choice, because yellow is like a trusting colour. People trust that colour. And almost everyone, I'd say everyone, looks really good on camera in yellow. It's really like uplifting, so you can get different versions of yellow to match your skin tone. So someone, you know, some people suit a really strong bright yellow, and others suit like a more pastel kind of buttercup kind of, you know, softer sort of yellow. Yes. Not many people suit neon, I don't think, but some people can carry a neon yellow off, you know, if you depending on your brand. And then also as well, what about they should probably wear more classic clothes, do you think? Or do you tell them to sort of wear something a bit classic and simple? Or because if you wear trends, I think the problem with that is it's going to date, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's another thing that I always say, you know, don't wear anything too trendy, because, you know, you're investing in this photo shoot and you want to be able to use these images at least for a year, a year and a half before you refresh and get another shoot done. I say try and avoid anything too trendy so that you can get more from your images. And
it's absolutely true. So colour psychology is really, really important, and creating this impact with colour. And I know that authoritative colours, so if you wear high contrast colours, this is something that I teach in my, you know, as an image consultant, something that I learn and something that I tell my clients that want to have this authority and impact at work. Is that if you wear high contrast, you will look authoritative. If you want to look approachable, then you go for a softer palette. So you would go for pinks, you would go for maybe the soft yellow, pastels, that kind of thing. That gives you a more approachable image. I think white is a very tricky colour to pull off. I think lots of people look really drained in bright white. And also it can make your teeth look yellow. I mean, obviously you Photoshop. You know, you Photoshop the images, but it can, it can make your teeth look slightly yellow. So that's something to be aware of as well. And then with the trend thing too.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, I say always research your colours and look at the colour psychology and the information that people are getting from, you know, what they're taking from that colour. And I always think, you know, you said something about, you know, drain colours that are draining. I think a good cue is to ask, you know, when you wear something, if you get lots of compliments in that colour, you know that colour suits you. So go with that as well, what other people, the compliments that you get from other people. Way of working out what suits you, what colour suits you.
And makes you look bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I mean, the thing is, though, most people instinctively do know what colours suit them, because you know when a colour drains you. I mean, I offer colour analysis. So, you know, it's worth booking in, I think, when you have a brand shoot and you really want to make a good impression. And it's going to cost you money, obviously, to hire a photographer and everything, but you want to make it, you know, these photos then can last for a couple of years, so it's worth investing maybe in having your colors done, so you know exactly what colors do suit you. But also I'd say get your hair done professionally and makeup as well on the shoot.
Yeah, because you want to feel really good and confident as well, and you want to be feeling like the best version of yourself, so definitely make it into an experience, because I think, I mean, the initial interaction with your photographer, you would have planned the shoot, planned what you want to get out of the shoot, where you want to use the images, we would have already talked about, you know, where we're going to do the shoot, the different backdrops, what you're going to wear. So all the hard work's been done. So on the day of the shoot, I would say, get your hair and makeup done. Make sure you're beautifully moisturized and, you know, feeling confident. And then the rest is up to the rapport you have with your photographer and just sort of really finding a photographer that you really gel with.
This is something about you that, you know, is that you're really warm and approachable. And I think that's so important. If someone's feeling they don't like having their photo taken, you know, and it makes you immediately, you kind of clam up and you tense up, don't you? And you're just sort of this fake smile. And I think you seem like someone, you know, that can really loosen people up and, you know, make them feel. But I think that's so important. It's like a real, you know, like it is your superpower, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, that takes me back to, so when I was younger, I'm just a very sensitive person and I'm a very empathic person. So I tune in to people very easily and very quickly. And they and as a result of me tuning in with them, they tune in with me. And we just get on, and it's just, I'm a very light person. And I'm just able to, and I suppose it's my superpower, I'm just able to connect with people on such a deep level that I can get the best out of them. In fact, it's reminded me of a comment that I received on one of my latest shoots, and the lady wrote, "Oh, you know, I don't, even without reading the post, I feel like I really know the vibe of this. It was a brand shoot. I really know the vibe of this person, and all of your images have such a great energy." And I feel like I know that person already. And I thought, wow, that's such a great testimony, because that's what we want. We want to create the know, like, and trust. And if you've got imagery that people connect with, then that's taking a big, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. It's I really believe in, like, pheromones.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, absolutely.
It's how, if you certain people, you just are more in tune with, and it's that, it's their vibe, isn't it? And if you're sort of giving off, you've just got to give off your vibe. So it, you know, it's who you are, and you know, and then the right people attract the right people, and you don't want the wrong people to come to you either. You need to, you know, repel the wrong people, attract the right people. It's not a bad thing. You know, don't be generic, basically.
Yeah, don't be generic, be unique, be yourself, because that when you become generic, you just become like the experiment, you become lost in this big noise. But there is only one you. And if there's only one you, and you're authentic to yourself, and your values and your brand, like, exuberate that, they're sort of, you know, giving off those pheromones, like you were saying, then you're going to attract the right people, the people that are attracted to your values, attracted to you and your brand and what you stand for. You'll just pull them in. I mean, we make brand choices every day. We don't even realize it. I mean, I'm a big fan of, let's say, I'll give you a simple example, Apple, right? Yeah. I just have to buy, everything I buy is Apple. I don't, if they've got something new out, I won't even research it. I just trust them. I know it's going to be ahead of the curve. I know it's going to be good.
Beautifully
because
designed.
I know, like, and trust them.
Yeah.
So, and then, but the other end of that is, and that's why they can charge more. It's because I know, like, and trust them, and they're a very strong brand.
Yeah.
But on the other side of that is, let's say you go onto Amazon and you buy a non-branded product. Ooh, I wouldn't expect to pay much for a non-branded product. I don't know what I'm buying. I don't know what it stands for. I don't know what its quality, whether it's quality. So I think investing in your brand is probably one of the most powerful things you can do for your business.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so, so important. Rather than definitely don't just take a selfie and put that up on LinkedIn. There are lots of selfies up there, but you know, it doesn't give off that professional air. I mean, I just wanted to share some of my styling tips for people that are listening, just to, you know, we've talked about the psychology of color, and we've said try not to wear anything too trendy, but I was just laughing to myself when you said that, because for me it's probably the opposite. I should be wearing things that are in fashion, because I'm a stylist, so it's the opposite for me. And I have actually had someone say to me once, do you know what? I know people that wouldn't book you because of what you wear. So I've had that before. And but it's good feedback, right? But the thing is, if you're a good stylist, you don't dress people like you dress. You dress people like the best version of themselves and that person's authentic self. So I'm running a course at the moment online, how to find your personal style. And I've got a Facebook group, and everyone in the group, They are on a 5-week journey with me, starting with a wardrobe declutter. But at the end of it, they all really know their inherent personal style. And all of them are saying to me that they weren't aware of this. They hadn't really stepped back to assess the things that really speak to them and really make them feel like themselves. Because then you just then exude confidence and people, it's called the halo effect. It's actually a thing where people pick up on that vibe because you're being your true self, your authentic self, and then others feel confident in you.
Yes. So connect with that.
And connect with that. So, you know, as a stylist, I wouldn't dress people as myself. I'd dress people like themselves. That's a really important thing. You know, so I think what to wear on a shoot, you know, if they're doing a personal branding shoot with you, if you're on camera on Zoom as well, you know, to pay attention obviously to the top half and to go for a strong color that really suits you, I would go for a really high quality blouse or silk shirt, just so it shows. Not if you're a yoga teacher, obviously that's a different thing. If you're a yoga teacher, you need to, I think, be in your yoga gear, you know, but if you're any kind of professional, I would go for a really pretty silk blouse. Try not to go for a really bold pattern, because I think that can be, would you agree with that as a photographer? It could be overwhelming, like a really strong, large pattern. So I would go for medium-sized pattern. Avoid stripes as well, because they can strobe on camera and they can be quite off-putting, stripes. So, you know, just a soft floral pattern or something like that would work. But block color, if you really want to play it safe, just go for a plain color, you know, so a shirt in one of your best colors, or a blouse if you're more of a blouse person. And then on the bottom half, I mean, you know, a dress is always a winner. If in doubt, wear a dress. That's basically my motto. Because
dresses are always good.
You're just done then. You just throw your dress on and you're done. And, you know, sitting in photos as well, I think it can look really nice. This obviously depends on the kind of brand you're trying to portray. But that's very approachable, very feminine. But if you're wearing a blouse on the top half, I'd say 9 times out of 10, avoid jeans as well and go for some wide leg trousers, because that's very modern and elegant. So that's quite a good option, I'd say, as well. But obviously, you know, you need to consider the brand as well and what industry you're in. So if you're in a more creative industry, then go for a more creative outfit. You know, if you're in more of a serious industry, I'd go classic. I'd go for more tailored sort of classic kind of clothes. But then as well, you know, at the moment, everything's changing so fast. All the rules of what to wear, who's wearing workwear at the moment, really, anyway? We're all wearing more casual stuff, aren't we? And I think that's going to carry on.
Yeah, because everything's moved online as well, hasn't it? So the in-person stuff, so everything is, you know, moved on. Everyone's moving online. So the perception, you know, the rules are changing slightly. Absolutely. Yeah.
All the time. And, you know, and we're sadly not out of the woods. Yeah, but that's been an amazing chat. Thank you so much, Razia, for joining me today. Where can we find you? And what packages do you offer? And where can people find you online?
So you can find me on my website, which is razia.photography. You can find me on Instagram, which is Razia Jukes Photo. So I offer two packages. I offer a 3-hour package, a mini package, and then like a full day package of a photo shoot. And the full day package will give you a year's worth of content. You know, it is so worth doing the full day package. You'll just, you know, especially now everything's online and we're having to, you know, be producing content all the time. So so that's what I.
Okay, amazing. So look up Razia, and thank you so much for joining me. That's been a really good chat, because I think it affects almost everyone, the personal brand piece at the moment. So take care, stay safe.
Thank you. Bye.
A huge thank you to Razia for joining me on the podcast and sharing all her tips on how to look good, for photographs for your personal brand and how to look good on camera. And check out Razia's website, Razia Dukes Photography. She really is brilliant at capturing people in their most relaxed state, so it really looks authentic. I had some terrible wedding photos taken, sadly, at my wedding, and I can't even look at them today. So it's so important to find the right photographer. So go, she doesn't just do wedding photography, obviously, she does personal branding photography as well. So check her out. And don't forget, if you want to come and end 2020 on a high, come and join my online run through Facebook and Zoom, How to Find Your Personal Style digital course. It's launching again in November, and we will have a great, good old look at your wardrobe and make sure that you're absolutely clear on your personal style. So if you'd like to join, then drop me an email, lisa@lisagilbystyle.com, or follow me on Instagram @lisagilbystylist and send me a DM on there. Stay safe, everyone, and see you next time.